Thank you all for listening to Neurodiverse Love. This podcast has been a true labor of love. My name is Mona, and my co-host through about 30 of the episodes has been my dear friend, Olga. And all of you have had an opportunity to learn a little bit about our lived experiences, the lessons that we have learned, and about the ups and downs that we experienced in our neurodiverse relationships. When we started this podcast, we had no idea what we were doing, and we just hoped that sharing our stories would help at least one person out there in the world who was struggling in the ways that we had or who was looking for answers. And what we have found is that there have literally been hundreds of people that have listened to the podcast and tons of people who have contacted us on Instagram and through email to tell us things that just warmed our heart. Things like, you saved my marriage. I thought I was alone. I thought I was crazy. I've found my tribe. So I say all that with a big smile because I think if we ended the podcast now, we would have fulfilled our goal of at least helping one other person, but we've helped so many more. And as we shared in the last episode, Olga is transitioning out as my full-time co-host, and I have nothing but thanks and appreciation to her for not only being my friend on this journey, but for all the technical support, because I couldn't have done this on my own, and for all the times that we spent sharing and laughing and crying, and for being willing to do this when neither one of us had ever done a podcast before. So because we used Olga's account for the first season, we are switching over to a new account that I created. So we'll no longer be posting any episodes on this account. So you'll have to resubscribe on the new account, and that will be on Instagram in the link tree and then also in the show notes. So we hope all of you will continue to subscribe and listen. And my new co-host is Manisa, who is currently in a neurodiverse marriage. And so it's a great opportunity for her to share and for me to share and for all of you to hear about our experiences in a different light. In addition, I have been working hard to bring on guests who will be able to share their neurodiverse love stories. And also, we're bringing on some counselors who work with neurodiverse couples, as well as coaches. So as always, if you want to reach out, I like to share with you that you can email us at neurodiverselove@gmail.com, or you can follow us or DM us on Instagram at neurodiverse_love. Thank you again from the bottom of our hearts for being willing to come along on this neurodiverse love journey with us, and for listening, and for sharing your stories. And also, if you want support during your journey, you can also reach out and join our Neurodiverse Love peer support group for only the neurotypical partner right now. Thank you all, and we look forward to seeing you or hearing from you, and we look forward to having you follow us for season 2.